I believe there's a rule of thumb amongst computer animators and visual effects people in general that the closer you try to get computer animated characters to look human, they cross some sort of threshold once they get really close to looking like humans and become creepy, I think is the word they use. And I've been watching Beowulf, not the version with
Christopher Lambert.
Yeah, not the version with Christopher Lambert, which I actually didn't mind. But I'm watching the computer-generated version of Beowulf, and I think there's a lot in that film of what these people are talking about. The characters are so close to looking human, and I think they're using both motion capture for the bodies, and I think they use some kind of facial capture, although I could be wrong on that. They may have keyframed the facial animation, but there's something about it that doesn't look like it's keyframed. It doesn't have that hand keyframed look. It has that motion captured and smoothed out look. And they're so close to looking like humans that the end result is that they look less human in many ways. They're less believable than the characters in Toy Story. I think they're onto something. That's the people who talk about too close to human just looks creepy. And it's like a threshold. The closer you get to human, the creepier and creepier they get, until, I assume, you arrive at a point where they do actually look human and it fools people. The weird thing is Beowulf is a more recent film. It's a beautiful film, beautiful to look at. Wonderful sound design too. But it is genuinely a beautiful film, but something about the human characters doesn't quite work, particularly at extremes of emotion, when they open their mouths and yell, and also at the more subtle ends, where they're trying to show really subtle nuances of emotion. They come across as more deadpan, like animated corpses almost. In the middle, where they're neither extreme nor very subtle, it actually seems to work. There have been a few moments, but only a few, watching Beowulf where I forgot that I was watching a CG film. Although that's partly because of the way they move the camera. They move the camera in ways in Beowulf, a lot of shots where it's just simply impossible to do that with a real camera. So it might have something to do with the fact that the setting for Beowulf is natural, whereas a film that's older than Beowulf, the Final Fantasy computer animated film, the big one from Square, Spirit Within, I think was the subtitle, I found myself forgetting that was a CG animated film far more often. But I think in that sense the filmmakers had an advantage, that their human characters were slightly more stylized, just a hint of sort of manga added to them, and the universe they inhabited was unlike anything that we inhabit. It was a science fiction universe with spaceships and alien landscapes and so on and so forth, which I think helped disguise the fact that they were almost human characters, whereas in Beowulf it's a naturalistic human setting. And it's all perfect. You can't point to any individual thing and say that's wrong, that's wrong. Particularly the clothing in Beowulf. Amazing stuff going on most of the time with the clothing. But it makes me wonder if one of my ambitions one day is to have a children's or young adult, I guess, animated feature. And because the technology now and the software is so cheap, that all that's left now is labour and skill of the animators. But it's made me realise that I'm not even interested in trying to go for a photorealistic look, because it's too hard. It's harder to animate, I think. Although I guess if using motion capture, that aspect is easier. But it's harder to animate, and it's harder to get past that creep factor. The closer you get, the creepier it gets. Although there is some amazing software, as well as Blender being open source and free, there's also a terrific piece of software called Make Human, all one word, MakeHuman, Make Human, which is a really easy to use software. It's not quite finished, but it's very close to finished, for making 3D human characters, male or female, muscly, skinny, old, young, and it's really, you just slide a few sliders and out pops a file ready for your 3D software, including Blender. So I predict we'll see a lot more almost realistic animations, and I also predict we'll find them creepy.